And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. When more than 100 tornadoes raked the Great Plains a couple weeks ago, emergency responders ran headlong into a growing phenomenon: roads bottled up by swarms of tornado chasers.
It's going to be a large tornado now.
Guys, don't stop on the interstate!
Reporter Frank Morris drove out from member station KCUR in Kansas City to the site of the most recent chaser convergence and sent this report.
Standing here in tiny Solomon, Kansas on a sunny afternoon, it's almost hard to imagine anything stirring the place. Every so often a car goes by. But 2 weeks ago, a powerful tornado was plowing through the countryside here. And this little street was jammed and dangerous.
And you couldn't get onto this road from the traffic. And then someone was in the southbound lane passing everybody at a high rate of speed.
Chancey Smith coordinates emergency response here in Dickinson County. Tracking the tornado, sounding the alarm, and helping the victims is his responsibility.
And then I get down here by this bridge, and there's cars all over the road, and they're sitting here filming back this way. And so now I turn my front lights on and the siren, and they just stand there and film.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
A 21-year-old meteorology student named Matt Pachota and a buddy had driven more than 1,500 miles in less than 24 hours when they shot this video just outside Solomon.
I've always just been into going out and experiencing Mother Nature and being up next to storms and being able to chase. It's always been one of my dreams.
It's a dream a lot of people have been pursuing recently.
It's a lot of younger chasers, a lot of thrill seekers, and what we call Yahoo chasers out on the road.
Melanie Metz, one half of the photographic team called the Twister Sisters, was chasing the same storm.
The tornado itself is already a hazard. Now we've got all these crazy aggressive drivers and people with their cell phones wanting to get the craziest video they can of the tornado.
We are in a tornado!
Because lots of TV shows and websites are ravenous for the raw footage. This video shows a building being torn apart and the photographer apparently being knocked around. It aired on CNN. Nobody got badly hurt 2 weeks ago in central Kansas. But from a vantage point overlooking the interstate, Saline County Sheriff Glenn Kokanowski says it could easily have been worse.
The majority of the people we had were parked along the road, parked on the road, standing in crowds blocking the road, watching the sky to see, oh my, and they're going to get a picture, and they're not paying attention.
Kokanowski's been a cop around here since 1966, and he's never seen such a mess following tornadoes. Chaser Matt Pachota, though, has seen worse.
It actually wasn't as bad as I thought it could have been. I've been on storms with a lot more chasers where it's just a standstill, and it's really bad. But that actually wasn't too bad.
Bad enough for Kokanowski. He says he's got no qualms with trained spotters or professional chasers. They do very important work. But Kokanowski says the next time gaggles of amateur gawkers show up, he'll be ready for them.
We're going to have extra people, and we're just going to have to start arresting on the spot.
Back in Dickinson County, Chancey Smith says he'll be throwing up roadblocks next tornado because it's clear to him where this chaser convergence phenomenon is headed.
It's like riding a bull. It ain't a matter of if you're going to get hurt, it's when you're going to get hurt. And it's going to happen. Someone's going to get hurt doing this.
And when they do, Smith says he'll dispatch his staff to stop and help, as long as he's got an ambulance that's not tied up in traffic. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.